And welcome, everybody. I am Jack Barugin. This is Cloud Sense. And you know what? I want to get right into it. There's a lot of news, headlines these days about 5G. And I want to talk about what this next generation of wireless technology is really going to be all about. You know, you have the obvious things out there. Of course, mobile devices are the obvious use case for 5G. But think about it. Think about the Internet of Things, for example. You know, that's going to benefit tremendously from the speed, the bandwidth. But there are four industries that I'm going to highlight here for you that I'm going to give you an example where we're going to see paradigm shifts take place. Right before our very eyes, you're going to see the cloud used and make everything and enable all of this to happen. So let's think about this for a second, okay? You know, number one, retail. Well, you know what? Think about it. Over the last several years, retailers have invested millions in smart technology. Well, it's all going to come around for them, you know, from in-house analytics to visual recognition. Think about what 5G will allow you to do. You can walk into a store. That store is going to have your record of your face. We'll give you exactly what you want. We'll be able to lead you where you want. And more importantly, we'll probably give you discounts on certain things. But the access with that technology is going to have such a large impact on the way retailers operate, all right? How about healthcare? You know, think about healthcare for a second, okay? You know, Western medicine is shifting towards preventative care, right? Well, 5G offers it all right? That's where you're going to track everything. You can track your blood glucose. You know, you can track your sleep, your walking. Everything is there, folks, all right? How about robotic surgery, all right? 5G has the potential to dramatically expand, all right, and change the way doctors bring critical and specialized care to patients. I come from nothing but people that are in the medical field around me. They talk about 5G like it is heaven sent, all right? Remember, one of the biggest problems with healthcare is the fact that you have a very inefficient business if it's practiced properly, all right? That's what being a doctor is all about. It's not being a businessman, yet that's the way hospitals have to treat it because they are in the business of making money in many cases. So anyway, but I want you to think about what healthcare is going to look like, or try to get that vision in your mind. But think about that. Retail and healthcare, two of the industries, by the way, all right, that more than likely are going to set the tone for how 5G is used. Now, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you two others. One is an obvious one, and the other one might not be quite as obvious, only because, you know, you might not have thought about it in the way I do and a lot of people on Wall Street do. All right, we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We are talking about 5G today, and it's something that, you know what, it's in the headlines, it's everywhere. Think about it this way. It'll provide speeds faster than any previous generation, comparable to those delivered by fiber optic cables. How about that? Right to your phone. You know, it takes seconds just to download things. All right, but I gave you two industries that are going to be, you know, truly disrupted. And here's the reason, folks. There are three big reasons for this. Let's be honest, okay? Three reasons why 5G is going to be the greatest thing in the world. 5G devices are lower latency, enabling faster transmission of larger data streams. 5G devices are more reliable, enabling better transmission of data in extreme conditions. And this is the most important one in my 5G is more flexible than Wi-Fi and can support a wider range of devices, sensors, and wearables. I want you to think about that, all right? So when we talked about what's going to happen to healthcare and retail, that makes it obvious. Automotive industry, obvious, right? I mean, you see Tesla, Google, look, they're in the news all day long, you know, but the systems out there, and think of all of the data that's going to be out there. And then you've got other companies like, you know, Ericsson and Nokia that are looking for 5G and edge computing as a solution, right? Remember, 5G will allow edge computing. And edge computing, we'll say for another show, folks, those of you that are in the know, pass it on to those that don't know. Again, the next generation of cloud is really edge computing, okay? So, but that's an obvious one. But the one that's not all that obvious, folks, is manufacturing. You know, manufacturing is one of those industries it's very hard to change. Look, you know what? There are a lot of old, you know, buggy whip makers that are no longer around. Let's be honest, all right? But manufacturing today has started to adopt artificial intelligence and IoT, and they're making it more efficient. They're improving their data collection, and they're becoming better, much better at predictive analytics. Look, you know, before, worrying about your supply chain and making sure that you had everything in line and having tight control over it was so very important. But now with 5G, you know, manufacturers can gain a faster, more reliable means of collecting, transmitting data, and more importantly, maintain a tighter control of their supply chain. All right? That is so very important. You know, to me, it makes so many of the things that right now are not all that usable. You know, look, you know, we talk about a lot of different technologies. We see a lot of different technologies. If you go to the CES show, folks, I'm sure you are bombarded by the different technologies. But the reality is this, all right? Right now, we are on the precipice of a major shift, a generational shift in the way we communicate, in the way we aggregate data, in the way devices talk to one another. This whole world is really going to be enabled by 5G and really by cloud technology. How about that? Bringing it right back to CloudSense. This has been CloudSense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. I'll be talking to you soon.